It's on page 44 or 45. Text 27 of Brahma Samhita. Athavenu ninadasya trayi murti mayi gatihi spuranti praviveshashu mukhabjani svayambhuvaha gayatrim gayatas tasmat adigatya saroja jaha samskritas chadi guruna dijatam agamatam tataha. Atha, then, Venu Ninadasya, of the sound of flute, Trayi Murti Mai, the mother of three Vedas, Gatihi, the means, the Gayatri Mantra, Spuranti, being made manifest, Pravishesha, entered, Ashu, quickly, Mukha Abjani, the lotus faces, Svayambhuvaha, of Brahma, Gayatri, Gayatrim, the Gayatri, Gayataha, sounding, Tasmat, from him, Sri Krishna, Adigatya, having received, Sarojajaha, the lotus born, Brahma, Samskritaha, initiated, Cha and Adi Guruna, by the primal preceptor, Dvijatam, the status of twice born, Agamat, attained, Tataha, thereafter. Translation, then Gayatri, the mother of Vedas, being made manifest, that is, imparted by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself through his 8 ear holes. The lotus born Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of twice born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. Purport by his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. The sound of Krishna's flute is the transcendental blissful sound. Hence, the archetype of all Veda is present in it. The Gayatri is the Vedic rhythm. It contains a brief meditation and a prayer. Kama Gayatri is the highest of all Gayatris because the meditation and prayer contained in it are full of perfect transcendental sportive activities which are not to be found in any other Gayatri. The Gayatri that is attained as the sequel of the 18-lettered mantra is Kama Gayatri, which runs thus. Klim Kama Devaya Vidmahe Pushpa Banaya Dimahe Tanno Nanga Prachodayat. In this Gayatri, the realization of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Gopijana Vallabha after perfect meditation and the prayer for the attainment of transcendental God of love are indicated. In the spiritual world, there is no better mode of endeavor for securing the super excellent rasa, bedewed love. As soon as the Gayatri entered into the ear holes of Brahma, he became the twice born and began to chant the Gayatri. Whoever has received the same Gayatri in reality has attained his spiritual rebirth. The status of a twice born that is obtained in accordance with one's worldly nature and lineage and by the fettered souls in this mundane world, is far inferior to that of the twice-born who obtains admission into the transcendental world, because the initiation or the acquisition of transcendental birth is the result of spiritual initiation is the high... Because the initiation or acquisition of transcendental birth as a result of spiritual initiation is the highest of the glories, inasmuch as the jiva is thereby enabled to attain the transcendental realm. So, in this purport, any comments? Hari Guru Prabhu had a comment. In this verse,
there's only one question I have.
Yes.
Here it is said, Trayi Murti.
Right.
And then later on it says Brahma, 8 year olds, four faced Brahma versed in the four Vedas.
So right.
43 Vedas and
43. Well, according to different. Sure. The Hari Guru Prabhu's question is what are three Vedas and what are four Vedas? In Krishna actually says that among the Vedas, I am Atharva and. I'm Sama, so it's I'm Samveda, and in some places the Atharva Veda is considered to be a later edition of Vedas, and it's not regarded as original Vedas. And in some places it's regarded as four Vedas. So, based on who you talk, there are either three Vedas or four Vedas.
But here both are mentioned.
Yeah, I know.
So, Brahma is worst in the four Vedas, right? This is
correct.
The beginning of creation.
Correct.
So, there's no point of later edition.
Later edition. The controversy is that some school of thought, they don't really consider Atharva Vedas not as a part of the original Vedas, but not important for the study. So therefore there is Trivedi and Chaturvedi school of thought.
Dvivedi
is also there. But I don't have...
Usually it refers to those who forgot the four Vedas, or those who forgot the three Vedas, or those who forgot the two Vedas. Dvivedi, Chaturvedi.
No, he's making a joke, like... instead of knowing, he forgot the Vedas. I don't know. I don't have the exact answer. I asked Anul Prishak Maharaj. So he said that some school of thought, they consider only three Vedas and some four. So, but we consider four Vedas because they are part of original Vedas. Besides, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarve rahameva vedyo vedantakrit veda videva chaham. In the 15th chapter, 15th verse, that I am compiler of all the Vedas, and through me the Vedas are to be known. So if one understands the path of Krishna consciousness, then one has already surpassed the study of Vedic literature or the Vedas. Yes, Shraddha Mataji had a...
Vijay, I always wondered that in this picture of Brahma, It has got very feminine features, like wearing bangles, and like even the face looks like very, very feminine.
Right. I'm not sure, Mataji, because I, not having seen Brahma, myself, so I'm sure. But the Shastric, the literatures, the Srimad Bhagavatam, they give that the features of the demigods are very different from human features. They have beautiful bodies, and they have long life, they don't sweat, they don't have bad body odors. There's so many things of demigods. So maybe that's the way they are, I don't know. Yeah, this is definitely Brahma, there's no doubt. Four faces, and he receiving the Gayatri Mantra from the flute of Sri Krishna.
And he's sitting on the lotus.
He's sitting on the lotus, yes. So
there's one purport in which Srila Prabhupada mentions
the
golden stem is the dim reflection of the perverted cognition.
Right.
Not as much as a physical stem that one would.
Right, right.
That would come to mind.
Nice point. And
no, the one line per port in one of the verses.
Yeah.
You should always refer to verse 25 if you want to discuss it.
25? Okay. Which purport is clear? Tapastam tapamitena. The 25 verse is tapasvam tapamitena tava siddhir bhavishyati. O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra, then all your desires will be fulfilled. Purport? Its purport is clear. Thank you.
Verse 18 is
there. Oh, verse 18. Sisikshayam tato naves tasya padmam. Yeah, somebody can read the verse for those who are on the... Sisirkshayam tato nabhes tasya padmam virnirnayav tannalam hema nalinam brahmano lokam adbhutam. When Vishnu, lying in the ocean of milk, wills to create this universe, a golden lotus springs from his navel pit. The golden lotus with its stem is the abode of Brahma, representing Brahmaloka or Sakyaloka. So, back to the 24th. 7th verse, which we are talking about, is that it talks about second initiation, and the Gayatri mantra received through the second initiation. It is the last of the set of Gayatris which are given by the spiritual master during the second initiation. This particular mantra which was referred in the purport. And this Gayatri exclusively talks about attaining the Lord as the Lord of love, or thinking oneself to be the servant in the category of the maid servants. And we invoke Krishna, who is the Lord of sporting activities. Because you should imagine that in this material world, everybody is trying to get some sort of happiness through union with the partners or with so many other things. But that union with Sri Krishna, who is the Lord of love, is the highest of all forms of truth and most joyful, most ecstatic. Any other comments? I think the purport itself was more or less a little bit clear. Is there anything else in the purport? Also, the other point Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions is that by birth, throughout his life, he was against the caste system, and there were many obstacles when he was trying to challenge the established notion, yeah, that, you know, that those who are born in the family of Brahmanas are only qualified or eligible. That's a current thought still in some sects and castes in India, where they marry only a so-called Brahmana girl to a so-called Brahmana boy. Anybody beyond the birth of Brahmana is not considered to be a Brahmana. I had personal experience on this regard, but suffice to say that it doesn't hold up. The argument is like, you know, that's it, Brahmana blood. And when we go into the blood, and, you know, there's this Brahmana blood flowing, you know. Exactly. That automatically, you know, it triggers everything in the mind, and all the mind gets enlightened as soon as you get that Brahmana gene. But no, it's not like that. As I was mentioning earlier, that, you know, if the son of a doctor is also a doctor, then why don't you go to him? Nobody will go to him. That's a common sense. So Brahmana also needs training. I was saying that my father is a doctor, and my brother, he's an orthopedic surgeon, but I am not. But just because I'm a son of a doctor doesn't mean I can operate on you. People will beat me up left, right and center if I do that certain things. What's that? I'll have to go to my father or my brother to fix my bones after they are broken by the people who try to wider ways. But it's common sense. So if a material science needs so much of training, so much of degree, and my brother has studied for... He joined medical college in 90, and then he graduated 2 years back. So he studied almost for about 17 years. I mean, like, you do super specialization, super special. If you took 17 years just to learn how to fix bones, then, you know, what is the training needed for the person to be a Brahmana? And therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that those who have received the initiation through a spiritual master, they are far more superior and advanced in spiritual aspects rather than just a person who is born in a Brahmana family with no training at all. Having said that, a person who is born in a Brahmana family is more likely to become in that line, more easily to take up. But because of the influence of Kali, it may happen more often than not that they deviate. You had a comment, Ravan and Sagar? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, following the examples that you gave, just like a son of Brahmana cannot be a Brahmana unless he takes a training, the same thing applies to the son of Vaishnava also. That, yes, we cannot call a son of Vaishnava as a Vaishnava. Although sometimes, you know, we say, you know, little Vaishnavas, you know, we call them Vaishnavas. But in strictly speaking, unless they acquire the qualities, they are not Vaishnavas.
True. That's true. That is true. Yeah. Well, you all hope they become Vaishnavas. So that's all you can do at this point of time and give the training. Good point. Any other points you can glean from this purport? You want to read one more verse, or we'll just do the bhajan and then go? Actually, there is a... Sorry, go ahead.
So Prabhuji, I've always wondered what's the difference between meditation and prayer in our...
We have 9 processes of devotional service, and archanam is worshipping the deity or offering the prayers to the deity. And so we read in the Isopanishad that, okay, this is a quiz question. So there are 9, and who are the examples of 9 who have achieved perfection? So starting with Shravanam is Maharaj Parikshit, Kirtanam, Sukhdev Goswami. Then next? Smaranam? Prahlada. Then Vandanam? Or offering prayers?
Oh, that Gajendra.
Vandanam is... offering prayers is Gajendra, yes. And then Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Lakshmi Devi, good. And Atma Nivedanam? Bali Maharaj. Then Sakyam? Arjun, nice. Dasyam Hanuman, excellent. And
Akrura is for Archanam.
Prayers, offering notable prayers is Akrura, nice. And who's Vandanam? Offering obeisances. Prayers. Archanam, sorry. Archanam.
Archanam is Akrura.
No, Vandanam is Akrura. Archanam is Maharaj Prithu.
Archanam is
worshipping the deities. Vandanam is offering obeisances and prayers. So, right. So, when we offer prayers, we are praising the Supreme Lord with hymns. And meditation can mean either the external meditation, wherein we meditate Krishna as an all, you know, in the sadhana stage, wherein we serve Krishna as the Supreme Lord in awe and reverence, more of awe and reverence, meditating on Him like that. Because, you know, or in the internal stage, when one has realized one's position, then one internally meditates on Krishna in that particular rasa of relationship with Krishna. So, there...
Like thinking about Him all the time.
Yes, smaranam. Actually, there are 2 things. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that there is meditation and there is also smaranam, remembrance. Meditation is that we think of Krishna in that personal form, and remembrance of Krishna is usually accompanied with a little bit of awe and reverence, as Krishna is as the protector. So there are few subtle differences we can talk next semester. There is also surrender to Krishna, and there is also Atma Nivedanam. There are 2 things. So when you say surrender, means you surrender to Krishna, but there is no concept of self-surrender. So there's the difference. You serve Krishna as a protector. So
the 2 steps that Bali gave and the 3rd step that Bali gave, that's a different
thing. Mike.
what you're referring to is the surrender to Krishna and Atma Nivedan. I guess the difference is, when Lord Vamandev requested for 3 steps of land, then the first 2 steps he covered everything, and it was in the light that Bali was the owner and he gave that as charity. But for the 3rd step there was nothing left, and then he did Atma Nivedan, placing himself higher than the combined wealth of his properties is less than the person himself, so then he self-surrendered himself.
Nice. Good point. Does that answer your question a little bit? Okay. Thank you.